wanting to hear, explore, and learn more about what is meant by our concept of peace, a word that's so easy to say and feel like we understand it. But what is it really? To call our meditations, meditation for inner peace. What are we really doing there? What are we seeking? And what is a more intricate, informed understanding of what peace is? Start to hear into guidance now. Peace is truly according to the person's stance in life, their state of being, their stature of being. And peace needs to be respected and understood according to all that individuality. Your question is a greater sense of understanding of peace as a spiritual aspect or accomplishment or goal. But in the end, it's all the same thing. Peace is a state of being according to the individual. And so we'll begin with a story that will lead us to perhaps the answer you're looking for. The story will be told through the eyes of a curious child, curious person, who is on a mission to define words, many words, is impatient with words just being assumed, and wants to truly understand them, is impatient with language that's just being said over and over, impatient with repetitions, wants to truly understand what's being said, what's being believed and walked and lived by so many. This inquiry by this curious person is not willing just to walk the path that others are walking without these questions, without knowing more what the path really is. So in the terms of the word peace, the concept of peace, this person first asks a beggar on the street, "What does peace mean to you?" And the beggar says, "It means having enough to eat. Sometimes it means having someplace warm. But mostly it means having enough to eat. When I have enough to eat, I'm so happy. When I have enough to eat, I feel like a little child curled up in a warm place by a fire with people singing all around me. And all it took was having enough to eat." This brought tears to this seeker's eyes. to see the simplicity of this one's definition of peace. She wanted to give him a loaf of bread every day for the rest of her life, just so he could feel that way. She thanked him. She hugged him. She said goodbye. She walked away from him, wondering where the next person would be, when the next moment would be. She came into a park, and there was a mother, her children playing all around her. And she sat down with the mother. She said, "I'm on a quest. I'm asking people that will answer me. What does peace mean to you?" And the mother laughed. "Well, that's easy. Peace is when my children are not sick, when they're happy, when they're safe, when they're in bed. Peace is knowing my children have everything they need, and that I always know where they are, and that I'm not afraid for them. Many times I don't have peace. Many times I'm afraid for them. I'm not at peace," she said. "I'm scared. Most of the time. They can't run out of my sight. I'm always worried about them. Peace would be to not be worried anymore, to know that this world was safe for them, that they weren't going to get too sick in this world, or get hurt, or stolen, or lost." The mother started to cry. It was a hard question for her. And yet her children, they looked happy. They were having fun. "I'm at peace today," she said, "because they're all here. But many days they're not. I pray all the time for my children. I hardly think about the world. I mostly think about my children." She thanked him, her. She thanked her for her answer, her honest, heartfelt answer. "Your children are beautiful. They're shining. I think you can have a peace that's bigger than you have. Your children look like they're full of life, full of trust." The mother thanked her for her good words. She walked on. "I wonder who I could ask next." Well, it didn't take long. She saw a businessman standing there by a corner post on his phone, tapping his feet, looking impatient. And she nervously walked up to him and said, "Excuse me, I have a strange question for you." And he looked at her. "What does peace mean to you?" "Peace means that all my accounts will add up. Peace means that I will come out ahead, 100 miles ahead, maybe 1,000 million. Peace is when I have so much I never have to worry, never have to think, never have lack, never have debt, never have anybody sending me overdue bills, never having any fear of lack. Peace is having as much as I possibly can have. then I would be a happy man. Aren't you a happy man now? Far from it. I have to work every day. Every day I have to work all day long. I have to keep track of my accounts, my investments. I have to work hard for my peace. I may never have it, but I'll always be working towards it. Peace is wealth, nothing else. Nothing else is as real. Nothing else really counts. Nothing else makes sense. Peace is wealth. And now I have to go. Well, she gladly let him go. It wasn't the answer that came anywhere near what she was seeking, but she understood that everyone's peace is different. She stood there feeling quite overwhelmed, like all these people are going to have different answers. They're all going to have different responses. And she began to suspect that none of them really had peace. It was something in the future, something ahead, something that they'd heard about, but didn't have. She was losing heart. She was getting discouraged. She walked away from the busyness of people. She walked down by a river. She saw a strange sight ahead. It didn't fit the landscape whatsoever. She saw a person that looked so very poor and so very thin and so very almost unclothed, sitting there, shining, sitting there with a light all around them. Sitting there, apparently meditating or just sitting there, she quietly came up and he gazed at her. He gazed at her with eyes that were like moonlight. He gazed at her with a gaze that made her whole self feel like melting, almost dissolving. She knew she didn't even really have to ask, but she wanted to anyway. What does peace mean to you, if I may ask you? Why do you ask me this? It's something I'm doing, trying to understand. You look hungry, you look cold, you look poor. You look like everything everyone else was saying they needed, and yet you look so beautiful. There is only one peace, he said. Peace is knowing who you are. Peace is knowing what you are. What does that mean? She asked. Peace is being awake. Peace is knowing who you are under the stars, who you are under the sun, who you are within this earth. It's knowing who the breather is inside of you, who the gazer is inside of you, and who the lover is inside of you. Peace is knowing who the one who is hungry, who is this one who is hungry? By knowing who you are, hunger is nothing. Hunger is something simple, like eating something. But knowing who you are is the real peace. Knowing who you are means that hunger doesn't change your peace. Being cold doesn't change your peace. And having nothing doesn't change your peace. I've got my answer now, she said. That is the peace I want. It's the peace that isn't tomorrow. It isn't ahead. It's right here. It doesn't need to be earned on the streets. It doesn't need to be waited for a safe world. It's right here. This story is over. Guidance continues. Peace is knowing who you are. It is knowing the Buddhic Atmic Self. It is knowing the divine nature, the spark of intelligence, the eternal presence that you are. It is an independence and a liberation. Independent of this conditional world, liberated from its confines. Living in this conditional world with grace, with artistry, with service, and yet living in the eternal spiritual world, primarily knowing who you are. When someone comes to you and tries to tell you who you are and who you're not, you already know. You already know your truth. You already know the stream of your love. You already know the equality of your being to that one. You know the greater community that you are part of, the human soul. You know you are in the community of consciousness that is so vast and all-inclusive, is part of the infinite intelligence that flows through everything. You know you are fused with life itself. The tree is part of you. The river systems are part of you. You know who you are. You are not vulnerable over there, feeling lost, abandoned, and alone, scared of your existence safety. You know you are part of a great web of indescribable grace. Peace is translated into the human mind and into the animal mind as safety, as plenty, enoughness. Companionship, family. And though those things bring joy, comfort and ease, if they're taken away, what have you left? Are you annihilated? Are you emptied? Are you devastated? the great lesson for all those seeking to awake into their true nature is to be able to die physically, materially, is to be able to lose everything. And stay intact and shining and present and highly conscious. And this is the task of this human evolution, encased in the temporary material physical world, to not be so encased that it penetrates in to the psyche and the mind, and they feel they are a temporary material being that is frightened to die, frightened to be hungry, frightened to be poor. The task of this human evolution is to surpass the material, the definitions, the definers of the animal world, to know that they are a soul, a powerhouse of soul like a thousand suns, a powerhouse of potential consciousness that needn't ever fear, that needn't ever feel lack, depletion, emptiness, despair. Peace is knowing who you are.